KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 20 with a wind chill of 11. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, January 13th. News brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust. Sunny day today, but cold temps will have a high only about 34 today. Tomorrow, a little better with a high about 48. And for Martin Luther King Day, looking for a windy day and colder temps again with a high about 40. The Chickasha School Board may stop paying its part-time superintendent. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
The Chickasha Board of Education has been under fire the last several months, allowing Superintendent Dave Cash to take an extended leave of absence, but still pay him $2,500 a month for part-time work. That payment could stop this month. The school board will have yet another special meeting next week to consider discontinuing that payment to Cash, as well as to discontinue any obligation that he has to provide financial services for the school district. However, Cash would still have his superintendent emeritus status, but without pay or benefits. The school board may also name a long-term interim superintendent who would fill the gap left after Cash was allowed to work for another company. The panel, the school board, that is, will go behind closed doors to meet with a candidate for possible appointment when the special meeting happens Tuesday evening. The school board interviewed three candidates for the long-term interim superintendent post last month. Since then, Cindy Schmidt's been serving as the short-term interim. The new interim expected to serve through the remainder of the school year. The school board does have an agreement with Cash that will allow him to return full-time to the district in July. Cool News has learned of a few more details regarding a sales tax rebate incentive proposal between the city and a local developer regarding the expansion of what could be another retail shopping area in Chickasha. In an email to Cool 105.5, developer Steve LaForge presented some facts about the proposal. It calls for the developers to make improvements to an area south of Grand Avenue between 4th and 9th Streets. LaForge said the agreement is nearly identical to the one that he has with the city for the improvements that had taken place in the Shops at Chisholm Trail area east of 4th and Grand. Now, LaForge said developers will spend a significant amount of money on infrastructure repairs that would include the elevation of low-lying areas out of the floodplain, building streets and storm drains with a retention pond, along with water and sewer extensions. Also, a new road would be built between 4th and 9th Streets. LaForge said the city would not spend any money on the upgrades. The proposal is calling for the developer to receive a small portion of the sales tax collected on new businesses through the year 2040. The new businesses, that is, that locate in the improved area. The city council will review the sales tax rebate incentive proposal when it meets Tuesday night. More cool news coming right up.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
One of Southwest Oklahoma's newest tourist attractions has only been open a few months, but it's already preparing to add some new features in hopes of drawing even more visitors. The Medicine Park Aquarium and Natural Resources Habitat will soon include a snake exhibit as well as a river otter habitat. The new additions are still part of the first phase of construction at the aquarium, which opened last June. Director Doug Kemper said the snake shack will initially include the 5 venomous snakes in the Sooner State, including 3 species of rattlesnakes, as well as copperheads and water moccasins. Non-venomous snakes, he said, would be added later. The snakes will be enclosed in a plexiglass area. The otter habitat will be about 40 feet long and 15 feet wide and will include a waterfall, a long stream, and a pool. In addition, they are working to develop a wildflower and butterfly garden. Besides the aquarium, there is an area called Turtle Town where visitors can actually feed a number of species of turtles. The aquarium opens 7 days a week and welcomes school groups to tour the attraction. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. The Chickasha High School robotics team has just started its 2018 project. Instructor Brandon Willis and students Lexi Hendricks and Matthew Thomas will talk about their challenge on our School Conversation program. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, Chickasha City Manager John Noblett, and Joe Green, who's a member of the Airport Advisory Board, will talk about some recent upgrades to the airport and its importance to the community. The Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website. You can listen to them whenever you want. Just go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find those links under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 105-year-old Edith Gray of Ninicaw. Funeral will be at 10 o'clock next Tuesday morning at the Parkview Christian Church. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, it's going to be sunny but cold today. High only about 34. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine and warmer temps up in the upper 40s. Right now, though, it's 20 with a wind chill of 11. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's clearance time at M&M Furniture in downtown Chickasha. And Les says this stuff's got to go. Closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, odds and ends, all at big savings. Right now at M&M Furniture, quality recliners up to 30% off. Sofas up to 40% off. Mattresses up to 50% off. Want more examples? Beautiful name-brand all-leather club chairs. A $1,400 value, as low as $600. Stop in for more clearance specials now at M&M Furniture, where you always get more for less from Les Moore. 309 Chickasha Avenue, downtown.
In sports, the Tuttle Tiger basketball teams were victorious once again over Chickasha last night in Canadian Valley Conference play. Tuttle boys earned a 64-41 win over the Fighting Chicks. Ethan Christian led the Chicks with 12 points. Tuttle girls toppled the Lady Chicks 65-32. Annalise Eaton had 8 points, 8 rebounds for CHS. The Chicks hit the road for 4 games next week. They'll play at Bethany on Tuesday. Then they'll go to Newcastle next weekend for the Sweet Pea Invitational Tournament. Tuttle will entertain Kingfisher next Tuesday, then head to Purcell for the Heart of Oklahoma Tournament. Checking other boys basketball games from last night, Fort Cobb-Broxton over Ampo, 52-36. Sterling over Alec, 47-25. Cement wins over Temple, 64-47. Woodward, 5 points better than Anadarko, 39-34. While Riverside drops a 5-point decision to Cassidy, 79-74. Gracemont over Corn Bible Academy, 70-49. And Lokiba Sickles over Binger Oney, 86-45. Kingfisher over Blanchard, 66-28. Kanawha top Dibble by 5, 63-58. Paul's Valley, 4 points better than Bridge Creek, 49-45. Carnegie runs past Snyder, 46-30. Apache over Fletcher, 59-43. Purcell over Lindsay, 49-28. And Marlow over Washington, 63-47. Other girls' games last night, Ampo over Fort Cobb-Broxton, 55-28. Rush Springs over Verdon, 64-25. Temple down Cement, 63-43. And Anadarko, a 60-42 winner over Woodward. Riverside runs past Cassidy, 75-21. While Corn Bible Academy defeated Gracemont, 63-14. Lokiba Sickles downs Binger Oney, 57-36. And Blanchard downs Kingfisher, 54-40. Newcastle over Bethany, 74-40. Kanawha downs Dibble, 59-35. Paul's Valley over Bridge Creek, 79-42. Carnegie passed Snyder, 40-28. Purcell beats Lindsay, 45-42. And Washington over Marlowe, 53-40. The USAO women's basketball team, one of the hottest teams in the Sooner Athletic Conference, with a 7-game winning streak, and they're coming off their big road win at number 5 Wayland Baptist. Today, the Drovers traveling to Goodwell for a Sooner Athletic Conference contest with Panhandle State University. The USAO, that is Panhandle State, are 9-4 overall, but just 2-4 in the conference. The Drover men hoping to shake off Thursday's loss at Wayland Baptist. Both USAO and Panhandle men are 3-3 in conference play. Panhandle coming off an upset win over number 12 Mid-America Christian. The 9th-ranked OU men's basketball team hosting TCU in a noontime game up at the Lloyd Noble Center. Second meeting of the year for the two teams. OU won in Fort Worth just a couple of weeks ago when TCU was ranked in the top 10. The Horned Frogs ranked number 16 this week. And the Oklahoma State Cowboys hosting Texas this afternoon, a 4 o'clock tip up at Gallagher Iba, while the 20th-ranked OSU Cowgirls are playing at Kansas State. Our cool news, weather, and sports today sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.